This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Two seats on Delaware County Council are up for grabs on Election Day. They're the same two seats that in 2017 laid the foundation for the 2019 sweep in which Democrats seized control from the Republican Party for the first time since the Civil War. WHYY's Kenny Cooper takes a look at what's at stake for both parties.
Democrat Kevin Madden is running for re-election to the council. But his running mate from 4 years ago, Brian Zidek, is not. Seeking Zidek's seat is Richard Womack, a civil rights advisor for the National AFL-CIO and a former Darby Township commissioner and police commissioner. Womack is optimistic about the Democrats' chances. He thinks people have been inspired to get involved.
That's what's really made a difference in 2017, and it carried over to 2019, and I'm praying that it will carry over now into 2021.
Understanding the context of the Democrats' 2017 win may be important to rekindling the magic this year, says University of Pennsylvania political science professor Dan Hopkins. The election of Donald Trump inspired a counterwave of Democratic activism in 2017 and 2019 across the country. And while Hopkins doesn't want to predict this election, he says Democrats everywhere face an uphill battle.
One thing that we know is that when one party controls the presidency, the other party tends to do much better down ballot in off-cycle elections and in midterm elections. And that has been as close to a law in American politics as you can find.
In the county council race, the Democrats are touting the major campaign promises they've delivered on since 2019. They deprivatized the county prison, passed ethics reform measures, and are gearing up for a health department launch in January. The Republicans looking to take back two council seats, Frank Agovino and Joe Lombardo, aren't backing down either. Agovino, who is a business owner, says that he and his running mate know that people in the county have buyer's remorse.
Joe and I are just concerned about the county taking back the prison, the health department. We're concerned about the spending pieces of those two large entities.
Lombardo, the mayor of Clifton Heights, says they are political outsiders and not a part of the establishment machine.
We are not part of that old guard of the Republican Party of Delaware County. You know, we are new, fresh faces, and we are not controlled by anybody. Frank makes his own decisions. I make my own decisions.
Incumbent Councilmember Madden doesn't buy their assertions at all.
Well, I find it laughable because they may say they're not from the old guard, but they were endorsed unanimously by their party. The same folks, the same, party leadership who gave us decades of patronage.
As far as this election goes, the GOP is optimistic. Tom McGarrigle, who chairs the Delaware County Republican Party, takes the blame for declining voter registration in recent years that has given the Democrats a roughly 50,000 voter edge. With Trump no longer in the White House, McGarrigle hopes to gain ground by pulling back middle-class women voters. He says Democrats everywhere are vulnerable.
Unfortunately, when you control all three branches of government, you're to blame with what, no matter what happens, and certainly things aren't going good. And it's a blame, and hopefully it helps us on November 2nd.
David Brown, campaign manager for Delco Victory 2021, the Delaware County Democratic Party's coordinated campaign, remembers the days when the Democrats were David in a battle versus Goliath. Brown says the county party has come a long way in the last 4 years, and he credits the hard work of the smaller municipal Democratic organizations.
We are in my opinion, the most interesting municipal election cycle yet, because we now flipped the government. Now we have to find out, is this real? Is it viable? Can we maintain them?
Either way, this election day seems less like David versus Goliath and more a test of equals. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.